You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fun episode of Ask Drone You. This night only, this Saturday night. Unfortunately, it's every day, but welcome to another show.
What do you mean, unfortunately?
I'm just kidding.
That's brutal.
I'm just kidding. Welcome to the show, guys. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sending in your questions at askdroneyou.com. Thank you for your kind words and support.
Yes.
Even those that don't have kind words.
Even the dissenting opinions.
Which is actually very little. So thank you. Anyway.
Yeah.
But we are here today to talk about how you can showcase your value to clients, specifically in the realm of golf courses, because many drone pilots are learning the hard reality that your skill does not actually matter as much as your ability to sell. How much are you willing to hustle? If you cannot seriously answer that question, you need to go home, you need to cry a river, and then you need to pick yourself up, put your big boy pants on or your big girl pants on, and realize that you are the key performance indicator to the success of your business. You are the key performance indicator for legitimately going out and selling yourself. Now, I'm not here to have a big old conversation about how you need to literally go out and hustle to get jobs, but the pathway has been paving, has been paved. Wow.
Kind of like paving.
I like paving too. Anyway,
it's the word,
paving the way. No, but this, you know what? I just thought about this question today where it's like, you know, there's a lot of guys that have gone out and shot golf courses and I've been looking at all the different golf courses in my area and the videos are just garbage. And what do I do to try to go sell myself to those golf courses? We're going to talk about that. But I think that this goes to show a bigger macro perspective here, Rob. And that is that you can't get on these guys for being crappy pilots. If anything, I want to give them credit.
Seriously, for selling that.
Hell yeah, boy!
That's true.
You go sell yourself. Seriously.
Yeah, no, that absolutely. I mean, they got their footage on that particular golf course website, right?
Exactly.
So, what is it?
They did more than you did.
It's winning, as they say. But
sometimes you need to have that attitude in sales and just like winning, you know?
Yeah, but we're going to tell you how to go beat them.
We are in today's episode of Ask Drone You. All right, but before we do that, just really quick, I want to say a big shout out to a lot of the people who listen to this podcast and recently have been becoming members, especially to all the people who attended our Orlando mapping class. Also, big special thank you to everyone who attended the Las Vegas mapping class. Also, everyone who attended, I can't even remember where the class was before that.
Before Las Vegas.
It was in South Carolina.
That's right.
Yep, South Carolina. And
Charleston.
Then before that, I can't remember.
Austin?
No, we had one in January. I can't remember where that was. We've been doing so many classes.
San Diego.
I have been just like borderline overwhelmed, okay? There's only so much Paul to go around. And I'm really trying to bring on more and more instructors, qualified people. That has been a task in itself.
Are you throwing out the line with that little comment there?
No, I'm trying to say that everyone who's Drone You Elite, there's a huge opportunity knocking on our door. And actions speak louder than words. That's good. You know what? For everyone who is employed by Drone You, actions speak louder than words.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going after anybody, okay? There's only one person in this office I'm completely pissed off at. And it's not even anyone associated with Drone You. All right, we're not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Never the mind.
Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who's been going to these classes because there's a lot of people who have been saying, you know, we really appreciate seeing you here. At least for the next coming months, I will be at the mapping classes.
Two more. Three more.
And then we have the NTSB class, Accident Reconstruction. It's actually going to be 4 days, not 3. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 4 days. You are going to want to sign up for that class.
Actually, they could just make it 5 and do the flight mastery, so make a week out of it.
That is correct. Actually, someone said last time that when they went to the flight mastery course, it was the most systematic drone training they'd ever been to.
Double check that link because Kirill said it wasn't working.
Worky, worky. When you type it in and it doesn't come up as a secure site, that's when it doesn't work. Like, you can't type it in. Mm. That's why I'm kind of mad at Bitly, because it's http://bit.ly/crashmappingNTSB. Check it out. We will be there again. I know there were a lot of people that wanted to go and couldn't last time. I know people were saying, well, can you have it on the West Coast? Unfortunately, we don't have a huge boneyard with a bunch of, well, you know, crashed planes that we can reconstruct accidents out of. So, no, it'll be on the East Coast. And it's, you know, there's this beautiful thing called Southwest Airlines. And let me tell you.
Well, until the Green New Deal gets rid of all that. So you better hurry. Anyways.
I am not touching any politics.
I know, and I shouldn't have. My apologies.
Yeah.
Please forgive me.
Can't we just live in a society where we can all be friends?
Better. By the way, this is not the one Kirill was saying wasn't working. So
gotcha. So check it out. Also, I mean, it makes me wonder, is it on our webpage right now? Is it linked into our events on?
It is on the events page, yes.
So you can just go to thedroneu.com, scroll down to events. You don't have to click anything now after you click events. Once you just click events, it comes up. It is not on there. Oh, yes, it is. I am a big, fat, hairy liar. Okay, so don't take that out of context. Check it out. Go to thedroneu.com, click events, and you can see our mapping training in Dallas.
Have a couple spots left there.
Very little spots.
That one is really sold well.
And also, we're going to be doing a flight mastery course there. In addition, did we say we were going to add the fourth day to that class?
No.
We are not. Okay. We are going to add a new day to our mapping classes coming in Seattle, Washington. Maybe I should follow up on our meeting with Microsoft. I should probably hit up
people. If you want to go to Virginia and learn on that, that's in the middle of May, and then the end of May is Seattle.
I would say, I think, you know, I talk about my favorite trainings, and the Ghost Town was definitely one of my favorite trainings. But as far as uniqueness in advanced photogrammetry, the NTSB training is probably the most fun I've ever had in a training. There's just so much going on.
So unique.
So many knowledgeable people. And you get to learn about real world stuff. Like, there's just, it is like a treasure trove of information.
Well, and the first one that we did there was in December, right? Mm-hmm. And so it was a little chilly. So this is the one to go to.
Man, May. You nailed that. You this nailed is, that.
What a beautiful time of year.
May flowers, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We will be back. Check out the events if you want to meet yours truly, which I understand if you don't. But if you,
maybe I'll go.
But if you want to meet yours truly, check it out. We also will be launching our new mapping classes coming up. We actually launched a poll on all of those locations, and we got the answers back. So check out the website. They will be up soon, as we will launch the rest of our mapping series over the course of the year.
That poll's still up, so if you're a member and you're in the community, go vote.
Yeah, check it out. Go vote. Let's hear the question.
Hey, guys, just a quick question for you. It's something that you've kind of already gone over in quite a few different podcasts, but I guess this one is just specifically for doing flyovers for golf courses. I've been trying to start up my own little side business, and I've gone to all the golf course websites that are in my area, and a lot of them have already had flyovers done, but they're just trash. Like the presentations, the footage, all of it, it's just garbage. So how do you go about convincing them that they should let you do it again, if that makes any sense, that you can do a better job? All right, thanks for all your help. I've learned a lot from all the podcasts, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Garrett. Really appreciate the question. And whether it's golf courses or anything else, this is a very valid question because there are these kind of videos all over the place. I mean, it could be a dealership. It could be a resort. It could be a ranch. It could be all kinds of things.
It really could. You know, this is actually something I talk about in every presentation that I do. I showcase 3 different drone shots that are all of the same area, but they're different motions, and they get more complex over time. And, you know, it's difficult to showcase value unless you have some sort of visualization to present to the client. And this is why it's so important when you go out to clients and, for example, you say, hey, I noticed that you had some great drone footage, but I was wondering if we could sit down and talk about the usefulness of that footage. How much did it help you? Do you believe it was worth it? I'm really interested in that because I believe that that footage really left you high and dry, and I don't think it showcases the beauty of this golf course. I mean, and you could take it so many levels. Okay, so level number one, right? You can just showcase examples of smooth shots for those areas. So this guy says, hey, you know, what I did is I went online and I checked out all the footage from these courses and it's garbage. You know what I would do? I would download all of it, literally all of it. Mm-hmm. And I would go to each course and let's see, when is the best day to fly a golf course? Probably like on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning when no one's out there. No. You know what? It's probably in the evenings, right? Because not
depends
a lot
on
of
the
golfing.
Time of year.
Yeah, not a lot of golfing typically going on in the evenings. That being said, I would find a time when you can literally get out on the course somehow and go match that shot and take the shot in the same exact place and make sure that you showcase a couple different motions and say, look, this is what you got, and you show them. And you say, well, this is what we can do, and this is difficulty level number one. This is level number two and level number three. But then I would say, now, how did you deliver those videos to your clients of the golf course? Not the drone pilot's client of a golf course, but the golfers on the golf course, okay?
Sure.
Because oftentimes this is a major failure. And this is industry-wide, especially when it comes to marketing. There's typically no customer journey, right? So here's what I'm saying. Did they use that marketing video just to showcase the site, or did they have some sort of convenient way for golfers to gather more information about each individual hole? So for example, are they showcasing a video right when golfers go pick up their carts that says, hey, check out our drone videos to get a better sense of each hole that you're about to go on and navigate? And then maybe you create, you know, a 9x11 card that has a QR code to each video on YouTube that showcases that particular hole. And that way, anyone with an iPhone, sorry, Rob, anyone with an iPhone can literally open up their camera application and take a picture. You don't even have to take a picture. It's even easier than that. You literally just hold your phone in camera mode and it opens up the QR code and it will show them the video instantaneously. Super easy delivery. That is going to increase engagement. That is going to have the cool factor. And who knows how many clients are now going to go to that golf course just because they have a better sense of the golf course.
Love it.
That's way number one. Way number two, how was that footage? Let's say he's just making a marketing video. He showcases the different types of drone shots that he can get for those people. They decide, hey, this is great, but I don't really know what to do with it. Part of your job as a drone pilot, if you want to have a beautiful, successful business, is, you know, you've got to be able to understand how your clients should be delivering and deviating this footage out to their clients. Because if their clients don't see that footage and they don't get value from it, then the client doesn't get value from it. And then you don't get value from it, right? So if you remember when we talked about in our marketing class in the business course online, which is available to anyone who's a Droney member, we talked specifically about the importance of understanding your audience. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, go watch the course. If you're not a Droney member, sucks to suck. Go become one. It's $47 a month. Like literally, that's probably two lunches with your homies at work. You know, it's really cheap. The value is absolutely astronomical if you ask me, but hey, you're asking me, I'm a little biased. So I would set up a meeting. I would take the guy flying. I would show him the different shots that they have versus what you can do. And then I would showcase how they would use that footage to better implement their marketing. You have to create a proposal to say, look, I can do a great marketing video with all these different drone shots. We could show it to everyone, but we could also use drone shots for each individual hole that help the golfer understand how to navigate the hole better. This way, maybe they can set up a great shot over that right dog leg. Maybe they have a better understanding, or they don't really know the distance between, you know, the dog leg, the tip of it, and what is the actual lateral distance that they need to fly to go from the tee box over the trees and hit the green. Because if you were to create an orthomosaic map of that area and then draw linear measurements for how many yards it would be to literally cut over the dog leg and have the secret shot, you could give people added value in so many different ways. What it really comes down to is, how much creativity do you have? And then how can you back that up with a dollarized value to showcase to your client?
Whew. Nicely done. Whew. No. That's great. I was just listening and learning. So a couple things that I hear there. One is that you go to these folks with ideas, right? Because a couple things that come to mind as I heard this question. One is my hunch. Well, a lot of these golf courses, they have young kids that actually work in all various capacities at these courses. I would not be surprised if a lot of these courses had one of these young kids say, "Hey, I've got a drone. Want me to fly some courses, some holes for you?" Right? My hunch is
everywhere.
That a lot of the videos that Garrett is seeing on these different websites are probably that scenario. So the bar is relatively low as far as that's concerned. But what I hear you saying is just give them ideas. And the other thing that comes to mind is that some of these videos, depending on how poorly they showcase their experience at their golf course, they could actually be hurting them.
I'm so glad
more
you
than
said
they're
that.
Helping them.
I'm so glad you said that, because literally on the plane ride from Denver last night into Albuquerque, I was sitting next to a guy who does mass media buying for car dealerships. And he was like, "You know, it's so funny because in Albuquerque, I just see like so few car dealerships actually using drone footage." He's like, "But what I learned about New Mexico is that they're just behind the times in pretty much everything." And he's like, "But if you go to Scottsdale, you go to Denver, you go to," he's like, "even Oklahoma City." He's like, "They're using drone footage everywhere." He's like, "But the problem that I'm seeing is that they just hire, you know, the sales guy who happened to buy a drone at Best Buy last weekend and shoot this stuff, and it degrades the image of the dealership itself."
Right.
And I showed him a couple of shots from that Lambo commercial we did like 4 years ago, and he was like, "Can I have your card? I can send you so much business." And I was like, "Well, I can also send you some other pilots who, you know, have taken the time to learn the finesse of being smooth." Let's face it. If a car dealership wants to hire some guy who just got a drone, or he's been doing it for, say, less than a year, and he does not take the time to deliver a quality project, that is just an opportunity for you. Because you can go in there and say, "How do you expect to grow the business of this dealership as you degrade the visual representation? How do you expect to get great footage from someone who hasn't spent years focusing on how to move the sticks just the slightest amount to get the most buttery smooth footage that is appealing naturally to the eye?" Mm-hmm. And then say, "Well, how do you feel? Have you ever taken your kids, you know, to a roller coaster in 3D and realized just how much it hurts to watch 3D? Well, that's because typically most time 3D movies are shot in a frame rate, then it's a little bit different than your eyes are used to seeing. And that's why it hurts so much." So, I mean, you could explain these little nuanced details. This guy was like, "I have no idea about that." Yeah, shocker, because like most people, you probably didn't take the time to research it. That's human nature. Sorry, not trying to bag on humans, but we're all human. I'm guilty of that myself. Okay, let's be real here. That being said, if you can adequately communicate and visualize how you can produce a better product over time and showcase your value, I mean, you got to be persistent. It may not happen the first time. It may not happen the second time. It may not happen the third time. And you know what? The person who wins is the person who never gives up.
Absolutely. So one of the things that you said, which is an obvious thing, but nonetheless very important, is I would set up a meeting. So that sounds simple, but how would you, in 2 minutes or less, approach this person, whoever this person is? Let's just assume it's the GM. Probably isn't going to be the GM because they're very busy. How would you get their attention, and what would you do to get in front of them to have the opportunity?
Gosh, there's so many ways, dude. Picking up the phone, step number one, grow up, stop being afraid of yourself, believe in yourself, call. If they don't go in there, say, "Hey, look, yeah, I noticed some of the footage that you have out there, and I think that you're only hurting yourself. And look, you're a great manager of this dealership. I'm sure you guys do really well in sales, right?" You wait for the "that's right." And then you say, "Well, how do you expect people to view the dealership when you've got really shaky footage that's hard to watch? Do you think that makes people feel good about coming in here?" Wait for silence. That's why I think, look, I don't want to talk myself up here, but guys, let's face it. I think we could help in providing a better perspective on the dealership. And would you say that perception is reality? Probably yes. So if perception is reality and you don't have a good visual representation of your dealership, how do you expect to grow sales? Like, gosh, open-ended, calibrated questions. Come on.
Like, yeah. Or
like it all comes down to, you know, how much are you willing to go out there and work? I'm sick of these stupid, like, oh, I don't know how to go out and do sales. Step one, believe in yourself. Step two, reach out to people and then surprise yourself when people call you back because, hey, look, you actually do provide value. And then when you figure out how to communicate that in a visualized storytelling way that has a dollarized value, guess what, Mary Poppins? You're going to be selling too. It's like, oh, I just get so frustrated because I've been there. I know what it's like to question myself. I know what it's like to be like, oh, I'm never going to get to that point like Paul is right there. He is just oozing with confidence. You know what? I was not always like this. And that means you can be too. You can have confidence and go out and sell. I literally had an hour-long conversation in our last mapping class because they're like, you know, we really want to learn the business of selling our maps. And I was like, you know when you're going to really realize your true value? You know when you're going to realize your true value, Rob? Is when someone says, hey, I want you to go fly this job on Tuesday. Is Tuesday open? Looks at calendar. Nothing on calendar. Yeah, Tuesday's booked, homie. And guess what? They didn't pay very much. It was only like, you know, $1,500 a day. And frankly, it's not worth my time to put all my effort in not only creating a great product, but ensuring that it gets delivered to your customers properly. That way the perception is proper. That way you actually grow value with your freaking customers. Guess what? If you're willing to pay $2,500 or $2,000 for that day, and you want this package with all those deliverables, I'd be happy to tell the other guy to go pound sand. And you know what? Do this. It works. It really does. Like Justin from Reno, your family lives in Gallup. You've got the drone U license plate. I cannot tell you how much I owe you for that particular lesson. Because I did that when Justin told me to. He's like, dude, you're one of the best pilots I've ever met. Like, you need to go out there and tell people, like, hell no. I'll work for $3,000 a day, $5,000 a day, $8,000 a day. And he's like, and you'll never realize your value until you do it. And you just flat out lie to someone and say, yeah, I'm busy. I'm sorry. I'd love to help you out, though. And if you're willing to pay a little bit more than them, I'd be so stoked to come out and help you. And you know what? I did that over and over and over and over again. It is called human psychology. Actually, it's called scarcity. Learn about it. All right, I'm done. I'm getting off this pedestal because I'm not trying to act like I'm the end-all be-all of sales. I'm not. But frankly, people, you need to realize that you have the value. You have the power within. The only thing that's holding you back is your ego saying, I don't want to change. I don't want to change. I don't want to change.
Or it's fear. It's fear.
It's also ego. You're afraid of literally looking lower than someone else.
I think, which is another way of saying that is it's pride. So fear is generally pride based.
Ego. Going right. Back to the ego. You're just pointing me down to the ego. I'm just seeing this like flow chart ego. Like,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Ego.
Rob's like, I'm just not fighting this one. No, I agree with you. It is fear, right? It totally is. And we've both been there,
yeah.
Right? We've both been there.
Absolutely.
And crap, even in this big last huge deal that's got going on, I even question myself. You're always going to question yourself. You got to be able to get back in your own head and say, no, mofo, I'm worth it.
Absolutely.
You got to believe.
Preach it.
And I feel like the Southern Baptist is coming out. I never was a Baptist, so I'm just throwing this out there.
And anybody who's been in sales for any length of time understands that you're going to be rejected. Just move on to
and
the
you
next
know what?
One. It's okay.
Start with no. People make decisions on how they feel. Make them comfortable. Start with no. Like literally, Chris talks about that in his book, Start With No. If you are asking me questions about sales and you haven't read the book, Never Split the Difference, you are not allowed to ask me a question. And I'm actually going, I'm next time I see someone at a training and they ask me a sales question, I'm going to be like, did you listen to Never Split the Difference? Sorry. Next question.
start with no. That's a concept that's very clearly
Simon Sinek says starts with why, but no, start with no. Get people to say no.
Two different
because
things.
Then they're comfortable, they feel like they're in power, and they feel like they're not being pushed and pressured and all that fun. Oh, there's so
Let's
many
Let's give
words.
Them a really simple example.
I can't say
you
right
call
now.
Somebody that you want to talk to, you don't say, is now a good time to talk? You say, you lead them in the question to where they're going to have to say no. Is this a bad time? Right?
Yeah. Is and this a bad time?
No, and that gives them control. So that's a real simple example of what he's talking about.
I love control freaks, Rob.
Because they're easy to...
They're easy to have them solve my problems for me.
Because when you give them the control they want,
they think
they're
that
eating out of the palm of your hand.
Wow. Yes, I agree. Okay. I agree. All right, on that bombshell, this is as far as I want to go with this question. I think we gave him great practical advice.
I hope so. I
had to get on my high horse there for a second just to be like, people, go out and sell.
Absolutely.
How many phone calls did you make today? It's not enough. How many phone calls are you going to make tomorrow? It's not enough. Like, literally, I saw this. Okay, and I'm really sorry for EO Fire, John. I'm sorry, but I have to say this. So if you know John Lee Dumas from EO Fire Podcast, great guy. But he had an Instagram post about his book and making sales and how many sales calls you should do. And someone was like, I think there's only 10 or 20 lines. If I only had 10 or 20 lines, then... I'd be a failure as a salesman. No, you know what? It wasn't John Lee Dumas. It was someone else's book. Sales something. There's so many books like the freaking Freedom Journal now. It's crazy. Oh, it was like the sales process or something. Like, you just have to understand that selling is a numbers game. What was the movie with Will Smith where he like fundamentally changed his life? Mm-hmm. He went through some really, really tough crap.
And he was homeless with his son.
And now he's a multimillionaire. If you are not prepared to be inferior to people, you are not prepared to be superior to people when you are super successful. And I'm not saying that you should have a mentality of superiority. That is toxic for everyone. I'm just saying you have to be okay with living outside of the norms. Have you ever met someone super happy who lives a normal life? Because frankly, I haven't. Mediocrity is not fun for me. Is it fun for you? You're not living in mediocrity.
Not at all.
Everything is so freaking dynamic at this place. It's absurd.
Go from one dynamic environment to another dynamic environment to another dynamic environment. Absolutely.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to astroneu.com. Give us some feedback. We'd love to hear it. Also, please, 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 if you're not a member of DroneU, check it out. I think you will not be upset. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.